I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got more ahead on Total Information AM. We're going to talk about a growing demand for skilled trade professionals. What does that mean? Joining us live, Donna Richter, CEO with the Southern Illinois Builders Association. Donna, thank you so much for taking time to be with us this morning.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
So for our listeners, what classifies as a skilled trade?
That's the individuals that either go through an apprenticeship program and or have on-the-job training. A lot of the apprenticeship programs do both. They'll have classroom time for the apprentices, but then they also go out on the job site and are trained by the individuals that are there.
Why are these jobs so in demand right now?
We have a lot of these skilled trades individuals that are going to be retiring in the next 3 to 5 years, and unfortunately, we do not have enough of the trained people coming in to replace them. If we continue not to replace them, then people are going to have a hard time finding somebody to fix their toilet, fix their air conditioner, redo their roof. So that could be a real problem for the continued growth in our region in the future.
So what's happening to recruit workers this week?
Well, we're trying to raise awareness to the high school students of the great benefits and pay that these jobs can offer. And it's good for their families. We also do job fairs. We go in and speak to classrooms about construction. And we just want the students to realize there's an alternative path instead of going to a four-year university. So that's what we're doing to raise awareness.
Donna, talk about that pay and benefits that students could reap over the years of a career in the skilled trades.
Well, apprentices usually start out anywhere between $18 and $22 an hour, but that can end up going up to $45, $50 an hour as they proceed through the apprenticeship program. But on top of that, they have great benefits, health and welfare, for not only themselves but their families. There's a pension, so when they retire, they'll have money there that they'll be able to live comfortably. But, the younger generation, they really don't care about the health insurance benefits now. But if they get married, to have families, then they'll really appreciate that they have that benefit. That benefit can run anywhere from $12 to $14 an hour just for health insurance. And then the pension is on top of that, and annuity is also on top of that. And that is all paid for through the contractors, for the skilled tradespeople.
Talk about the cost of entering the skilled trade for young people compared to, for example, going the college route.
There's no cost to the individuals when they go into the apprenticeship programs. The unions pay for that. The students, the parents, there's no debt. Like if you go to college, there's going to be debt. We always say earn while you learn with no college debt. And that's how it is in the construction industry. They can come in, they get taught what they're supposed to do. A lot of the trades give them tools on the job to use on the jobs. So there's no cost to the student or the individual in entering an apprenticeship program.
We're speaking with Donna Richter. She is CEO of the Southern Illinois Builders Association. Tell us more about the Career Expo that's starting today in Belleville. Who's going to be there and which students are going to be there?
Okay, so we have 10 crafts here today that have set up booths. And these students come in and we have a young apprentice talk to them, tell them about what their journey was to get into the apprenticeship program. And then they go out and they visit each of the booths. And these booths have hands-on opportunities. I don't know if you can hear they're nailing now for the carpenter's booth. But we have about 180 students here today. They're from Alton High School, Sparta, Triad in Troy, Highland and Westland. So they're here right now, and they'll be here until about 10:45. we will feed them pizza, and then they get on the bus and go back. And then we have another group coming in at about 11 who will go through the same routine. So they get to visit every booth, and they all have hands-on. So the students can actually pick up their hammers, pick up the roofers that got a torch. So the students are learning how to put on shingles. And so they're getting that experience that they normally would not be able to get anywhere else.
One of the things, Donna, that really attracted our attention is how technology has changed some of these jobs. And we're seeing things like virtual welding. Describe how that works and how technology is being incorporated into the trades.
Well, there is a lot of new technology. And, you know, a lot of people worry that that's going to replace their job. It won't, because you need people to be able to run those virtual welders. You need people, you know, like we have simulators here for the operators. You know, you need people that can do that, know how to do it, and also to fix those machines or the new technology that breaks down. And so, you know, it's not replacing people. It's just giving them another skill set that can be helpful down the road. So, you know, I know technology is huge, but it's also very important. It can make these jobs a lot more efficient. They're able to find issues or problems before they actually get on a job site and then experience those problems. So it's been very helpful in the construction industry.
Do you think that will help attract young people, that they can do a job like this virtually and maybe it's got greater safety, but also they love technology, they love gaming already?
Exactly. All these kids, when you go out here in the expo, you can see they all gravitate to the virtual welding, the simulators. You know, that really gets to them because they have been gaming over the years. Some of them are very good when they get into these apprenticeship programs because they've had that experience.
You talked about the high school students that are going to be there. We do have to ask, are the trades still open for someone's older? Maybe they want to retool and change careers. Is that a possibility?
Sure, it is. On Wednesday evening, we do an open house here from 5 to 7. A lot of these students come back with their parents. You got to sell the parents. The parents come here and see how much money these individuals can make if they get into an apprenticeship program. What really attracts the parents is it's no cost to them. But we also have a lot of the parents are like, hey, this is really good. Is this something that I could get into? So it does open up eyes not only for students, but for the older generation also. They may not be happy in the jobs that they currently have. Here, there's so many different options, and if they like working with their hands, if they like, you know, working outside, that really, you know, they start asking the question, can I do this? So, yeah, we have a lot of individuals that do come to our open house, get to walk around, and then they start thinking, well, maybe this is something I should consider too. Last year, we had 125 individuals come just for the open house.
Wow.
This year, we have over 1,000 students going to be run through our expo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
So this is the 24th annual Metro Construction Career Expo happening in Belleville. Donna, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
How can someone get more information on the programs that you do offer?
They can call me. The office number is 618-624-9055.
Donna Richter, CEO of the Southern Illinois Builders Association, joining us this morning on Total Information AM.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.